All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Chatter for Change. This is season 2, episode 10. I'm your host, Miles, and I'm joined today by
Sarah
and Carly.
And we're hopefully going to give you an awesome podcast today. So last time we talked to you guys, we were speaking a little bit about Christmas. We did some Christmas trivia. We talked about some of our favorite Christmas traditions. So just kind of to bring that back a little bit, I guess, how did everyone's Christmases go? Mine went pretty well. I'd say I got most of the things that I'd like, had a good time, got to see family, some distant family, do the usual Christmas stuff. Although I was pretty sad it didn't snow. Overall, I think it was a pretty fun Christmas.
My Christmas was really good. I ate way too much. I got a lot of presents. I got to give presents to people. And I think that's one of the things I love most about Christmas is I'm so excited to give people their gifts.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll really like it. And then like seeing the look on their face. So yeah, overall, I had a pretty good Christmas.
Yeah, mine was pretty good. You know, we ate, we got presents and everything like that. See, I'm the opposite from Sarah. I love seeing their reactions, but I suck at getting Christmas presents. So you may get it, you know, after Christmas because I procrastinate on getting Christmas presents.
Yeah, she's like, oh, your Christmas present's at my house.
And it still is. It's wrapped with your name on it. Just haven't got there
it's
yet.
It's all right. I'll get it sometime.
I like to buy presents. I like to think about picking them out. I'm just bad about getting them wrapped and actually giving them to the person. So I may like have your gift for a month, but just never wrap it. So then it's just sitting at my house. Like I literally gave my aunt and uncle, I bought them an Olive Garden gift card for their Christmas and I didn't give it to them until yesterday. Literally yesterday.
Do you still have presents at your house currently?
I think I have pretty much everything gone. There's still some stuff that's stuck in the mail from like that I ordered online.
I hate when that
happens. I know. But other than that, all the gifts that I have are out. Thankfully.
No, see, mine's shopping. I'm terrible at shopping for gifts, but when I have it, I wrap it like right then and then it just may sit in my house and for a little bit.
Are you guys good at wrapping? I'm okay.
I would say I'm a mediocre wrapper. Like I'm not fancy with all the ribbon and stuff and like making it curly, but I can wrap decent.
Yeah, I can too, as long as it's a box. If it's anything other than a box, I'm not very good at it.
I have like basic wrapping skills. So when it comes to the actual paper, I can make it look decent, but then I add other cute stuff like ribbon and what do you call that little, like felt, not felt. What's the string called? Like the...
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's brown.
Yeah, like burlap.
Yeah.
Burlap, yeah. I add that and like ribbon. So I make it look cute, even if the wrapping like is kind of not that great. Speaking of Christmas though, this year, this is going to lead us into our next topic. This year, I was able to get some Disney Christmas ornaments. We usually decorate our tree like a certain theme every year. Actually, we have two trees, one in the den and one in the living room. And the one that's in the den has like all the like family heirloom kind of ornaments and stuff. And the other one is decorated like in kind of like a color scheme. Anyways, besides the point. So the one in the den, I got some Disney ornaments to go on. And so that kind of leads us into the next point. Disney. So we do have something upcoming, and I think one of you guys kind of wants to talk about that a little bit.
So we are going to have a Disney character breakfast and some superheroes, so it's not all Disney. But there's going to be characters there such as Snow White, Belle, Sleeping Beauty, Moana, like all the Incredibles are going to be there. So if you like the Incredibles, any other superheroes that I'm not naming?
Not I think superheroes,
like Superman,
but Aladdin and Jasmine are going to be
Aladdin
there.
Aladdin and Jasmine are also going to be there.
There might be like a Captain America. I don't know. I heard that name going around.
Oh, I think that's one.
Mulan.
Too,
yeah. Carly's, yeah. Mulan. So anyway, it's going to be at the Dixon campus and we're going to have a breakfast and it's to raise money for the Backpack Food Program. If you don't know what that is, it's once a week. They send home backpack food for kids and they might not necessarily have food at home to eat. And so it gets them through the weekend. And this fundraiser is for boys and girls. So all kids are welcome. And it's going to be March 12th. So we hope to see you there.
I am absolutely so excited for this. Like, I don't think you guys understand. I'm going to binge watch the Aladdin movie. I'm going to like do research on how to act like Aladdin. I'm going to go full out because I've always wanted to be a Disney character at a Disney park. So this is like my miniature dream come true. So I'm so excited.
I'm supposed to be Snow White, so I'm not sure what I'm gonna do with my hair yet.
Well, I'm supposed to be Mulan, so luckily I have that color hair. I just need to straighten it
because my hair's brown but Snow White's is black, so
wig.
I might need to get a wig.
it'll be fine.
We'll figure it out. But I think it's important that even though it's going to be so fun for us to actually be the characters, not to lose sight of what, you know, our intentions are still with the event. So we're going to hopefully have some outreach to younger generations, teach them about, I guess, what we do at True Blue. And there's going to be some education toward the parent side of things to prevent drugs for their students. And so while the kids are out having fun, the parents are going to learn, the children are going to learn. And overall, it's just going to be a better experience for our community. So I'm very excited not only to be Aladdin, but to also help our younger generation for years to come, hopefully.
Yes, because our main goal is always to be a role model to the younger communities. And I hope, so when we do like our assemblies and all of our fundraisers and everything we do throughout the year, I hope that they're like able to look at us and see that we have fun even without those things, and that they will maybe join Youth Council and True Blue when they get older as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely think kids that age really do look up to us in any club, but you know, we always try to have fun with them, and I think just them being there and seeing that we can have fun does make a difference in those kids, because they remember it for a long time.
I agree. Yeah, the reality is, as much as we want kids to be able to learn about being drug, alcohol, and tobacco free, that's not the most interesting thing to learn about. So whenever we bring something fun into it, like Disney characters or say an event, a game or whatever, and make it a lot more enjoyable for them to learn about, hopefully those foundational learning type things will stick with them for longer whenever they can relate it to something that's a little more fun for them.
Another event that's coming up in March is our Truth and Consequences. And this is for the middle schoolers. It's the eighth graders. They go into the gym there and they get a minor offense scenario that would possibly happen at the school. And they go around to volunteers from the community and just see, like, because of this minor offense, what can happen to them. And then after they go through all of that, they see a judge and see what their consequence would be. We take them to the court up here in Dixon, and they get a major offense. And then they go through what a person would go through at the court and see, like, why the consequence they got and all of that. And actually, it started with the Family Consumer Science agent at the Webster County Extension Office. And it came through, they wanted to introduce it to the school system. That way, middle schoolers can learn about the things that actually happen in our community with these offenses. So hopefully these scenarios really do help them and teach them not to do those things when they get older. Because eighth graders, it's one of those different ages where you're going into high school and these things start to become a reality and can really get consequences from those actions.
I agree, yeah. I was able to do this program when I was in eighth grade as a student. It wasn't quite as much then as it is now. There wasn't like a trip to the courthouse. It was more of a simplified version just in our gym. But still, the lessons that I learned about the scenarios that I had, the people that I talked to, the professionals from the community in terms of counselors, there was counselors there, there was school board members, there was obviously judge. I think there was like bailiffs and like a whole other sort of people that kind of have a professional sense of the community and really set in stone the actual cold hard consequences that can come from negative behaviors. We want as much as we can to prevent them, but it's important that students know that if those things were to occur in their life, that the actual consequences are going to be quite harsh. And so it's a good reality check, I guess, for a lot of students in eighth grade before they take that next step in high school, where they're going to be exposed to a lot more of those types of things that they could potentially ruin their lives with. So I think it's a good program.
I remember going when I was in eighth grade. At the time, it was in the middle school gym, and as I stood in front of the judge, it felt very real to me because he did treat us like it was a real consequence. And I always saw it in movies, like people going to court, but before that like actually happened in my life, I never thought of it as real, like, oh, this could really happen to me. This happens to real people every day. And so,
yeah, and like Miles said, when we were in eighth grade, we didn't get the chance to go up to the courthouse. But luckily, I was one of the youth council members that got to be a part of going up to the courthouse. And I remember going and everything. And actually, the first trip there, I was late. And so the bailiff actually arrested me. I went back into the holding room. He didn't actually put me in a cell, but I saw what it was like. And it was like a reality check. Not that I would do anything, you know, to end up back there, but I was like, this is really what people go through. And you can hear the judge in there talking. And I mean, it is really like court, because when you go up there, you state your name. If you act up and you're not answering the judge's questions, the bailiff will come up there. I mean, just being back there and being able to watch the court was something that I've never done, and I think it really did give the kids a chance to see what will happen if they do some of these actions.
It almost like gave me a new perspective on the whole situation.
I agree, yeah.
We also have mini TLC. This is usually hosted at Slaughter's Church, and it's for sixth graders which are going into middle school. They give you a color instead of assigning you with people in your own elementary school. When I went through it, I actually got assigned with a girl that I'm now friends with, and she's actually on True Blue as well. But anyway, at this event, speakers come and we do small group activities. For example, when I was there, there was a dentist, and she showed us the effects that drug and alcohol over time can have on your teeth, and she showed us pictures and things like that. We had group speakers and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely remember going there, you know, in sixth grade. And there's this one thing that I really remember, and you go outside and it's like an obstacle course, but you put on glasses, like goggles, and it makes you, it shows you what it's like to be drunk. And to honestly, you couldn't even walk, really. You'd run into things, and that perspective was like, wow, you really can't see. And I think, you know, coming up on this age, it reminds me, you know, when you do something like that, you really lose your perspective on everything, and you shouldn't be doing that, especially to get in a car and anything like that. So that definitely changed my perspective on what it's like when you are under the influence and walk in or drive in or anything like that.
That's a great perspective. Yeah. Another thing I was happy to help doing during this mini TLC event is actually put on a presentation myself. Me and one other youth council member, Maggie, were able to do a presentation on e-cigs. Not just Juuls, not just vapes. We went into like the synthetic THC, the dab pens. We did all the kind of electronic smoking devices that you could find. And we put together a presentation ourselves. And so we didn't really hold back on the photos that we used. And the point is not to scare children as to what could happen, but the point is just to show them the reality is if you do smoke, like these are real true health concerns and causes that can come into your lungs. So I remember vividly using pictures of like black lung and things and all that kind of stuff. And we had question and answer sessions. We actually also were able to use real e-cigarettes that had been confiscated from our high school, and they were in like baggies and they were all like contained and everything, so it wasn't a risk to the children, but we were able to take them around and show them what the devices looked like, and also educate the teachers that were there with their groups to kind of show, you know, this is what the device looks like. It's very easy to conceal. It looks like a USB sticker, it looks like an ink pen, all these types of things. So it was very awesome to have, you know, those real devices there to kind of give firsthand experiences, as well as we used candy, you know, to reward the children for wanting to learn and wanting to ask questions. So it was a great station. I was very happy to be able to work it. And I'm, you know, hoping to be able to do that again in the coming years and just continue to educate people on the negative risks and effects that come from e-cigs, because that, I'd say, is going to be one of the most prominent kind of gateway drugs into the whole, you know, field of illegal things when it comes to middle schoolers. Because chances are, you know, middle schoolers aren't going to get their hands on cocaine or methamphetamine, but I think it's more common that they might be able to find, you know, a dab pen or even just an e-cig and kind of get their foot in the door, for lack of a better term, into the whole drug community. So I think it's a great booth, definitely.
When I worked the event freshman year, I didn't actually have a station like Miles, but I was able to lead one group around to the different stations and make sure they were where they were supposed to be. And through that, I feel like I had the same group all day, so I was able to build a personal relationship with them. And it was a small group, so there was only about 8 or 10 of them, I'd say. And I remember there was this one little boy that always wanted to sit beside me. He was like, "Oh, Sarah, where are you sitting?" And I hope that he could look up to me as a role model, really. And that is one thing I love most about this True Blue community, is that you are able to build personal relationships with people. And I wish I could remember the boy's name, but I don't remember his name. But hopefully on down the line, he can think about his time at Mini TLC, and hopefully it had an impact on his life.
Yeah, and it's really, I'm very thankful for it, because I know it's been around for many, many years, and we've all gone through it when we were sixth graders, and I think it's one of the better transition programs that we use in our county to help prepare students for, you know, their first step in middle school, because our county is a little different when our middle school students actually only 7th and 8th grade, so 6th grade still to elementary school, so it's, you know, a great opportunity alongside all the other things, like touring the middle school. We do like a middle school welcome kind of thing, we do lots of other events like that. But it's also important to address this aspect of the new risks that they're going to face once they step into middle school. Because leaving as the oldest kid in elementary school and stepping into the youngest kid on the Webster County campus is quite intimidating. And it's there's a good chance you want to try to do whatever you can to fit in. And so the best thing that we can do is educate them on how to prevent the use of things that they might find once they step over to the middle school campus. So it's really a great program. Anything else you guys have to add, or are we just going to kind of chat a little bit?
I think that's all the events we have coming up.
Oh, yeah. So, Sarah, you might want to talk a little bit about the clubs that kind of went at Dixon Elementary. I know you helped work them a little bit last month when Ms. Bumpus was out. So, kind of how did that go? Because I wasn't able to be there. So, just you want to explain a little bit?
Yeah. So, before Christmas break, I did clubs with the sixth graders at Dixon Elementary. There weren't a whole lot of them because some of them were absent because it was the day before Christmas break. But we had a lot of fun. We played Chaos Toss, which you throw like one ball around at first and then you gradually add more balls. And we were able to teach them that those balls represent situations in life like your family, friends, homework, extracurricular activities. And as you add more things into your life, it's harder to balance your time. So you have to be good with your time management. And it would be especially hard if you added drug, alcohol, and tobacco into your life. Then you would not be able to do those things effectively. We also did a lot of team building activities where you had to walk across holding a rope. So that was fun. I would definitely want to do it again.
Great. Yeah. And like I kind of relating back a little bit earlier, it's just sitting the students down in a classroom environment to teach them about these things is not necessarily the most practical way to do that. So whenever we're able to get them out of the typical classroom environment and use fun games, clubs, programs like the Chaos Toss, the jump rope kind of thing, all those things is going to make these foundational learning type things stick way better in their brains. You know, it's going to make more sense whenever they learn about Chaos Toss, how too many things in your life can be overwhelming, especially when it's drugs and tobacco, instead of just like reading that in a book or just us telling them that. So it's great whenever we are able to do these hands-on things. And I'm honestly proud of the Youth Council and how much that we are able to reach out in the community and do hands-on activities with students, because it's important, one of the most important things we can do for our future students that are going to eventually be in our shoes. So honestly, it's pretty great. So we're kind of coming back from Christmas break. I talked about a little bit about that. We all had great Christmas. Do you guys nervous, excited for the next semester? I know some of us do early college. Carly, you have some college classes. So how's that going to look for everyone next semester?
I'm excited about the next semester because for the past three semesters, I haven't had any classes at the high school, but I chose to have a sixth and seventh at the high school this 9 weeks. And I'm really excited because I miss a lot of the teachers, my friends, mm-hmm. things like that. And hopefully it'll help me be more involved with the high school as well.
It's great. Yeah.
I'm definitely excited. And now that we're in our second semester, because we're all seniors, it's definitely getting real. We're getting closer to graduating. And I just happened to think about it the other day is, you know, we're thinking about who we're going to write our letters to. And we're thinking about all of these last steps that we have to do to graduate. And it's getting real now.
It is.
So that's a little scary, too, because then you really have to start thinking about future plans.
I think we're supposed to write 5 letters, but I think I might end up writing like 10 because I have so many people I want to write letters to.
Oh, I definitely will write more than 5.
Definitely, for sure. And it is kind of crazy. It's like bittersweet moment. It's our last semester of high school, of being here at Webster County. It's our last semester. I know we've all three been in Webster County schools since, you know, preschool, kindergarten. So it's a long time in the coming, and it just feels like, honestly, I was thinking, just feels like yesterday I was in just elementary school, and it's crazy that I'm graduating high school, off to college to find a career, house, potentially move away, or, you know, so it's big, very big steps, which are scary, but also, you know, proud of ourselves for making it here, and it's going to be hopefully an enjoyable next semester. I'm definitely excited because I don't have so many difficult classes. My last semester I had multiple chemistry math classes hard. And chemistry was rough, so I'm glad that I have more enjoyable things. Like I have an easy Spanish class, I have animal science, what else am I taking?
Do you religion. Have animal science at the college?
Yeah, it's an ag class at the college, so it also fills my FFA credit, so, you know, it's definitely gonna be better. Hopefully I'm excited for it. Anything else anyone wants to add, or are we just gonna kind of good?
I don't think so.
That's all for today.
Absolutely. We thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we hope we've inspired you a little bit to go out, do great things in your community, and we appreciate everyone listening.